All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is a surprise early stream. I'm doing Nope Nurses for an hour, and then when I get home from work, we're going to do Bonetown the Second Coming, which just released on GOG, so it's now DRM-free. The DLC hasn't released yet, guys, and I don't really want it unless it really adds some stuff, but I did buy it. So we're gonna definitely play it. By the way, Bonetown is the first game I ever played as far as adult games are concerned. Like, the very first adult game I ever played in my life. So you can play with a controller now, and it might be pretty fun. I don't know how fun it is to watch, though, but it'll probably be fun to play. Alright, let's go ahead and get started. Phew! My chest hurts. I've seen enough, if only I could unsee it. I try again and again to do just that, but the memories continue to haunt me. Isn't it only natural that I'd hate this? We're not even lovers. You're just some complete stranger. How could I possibly do that? Especially after you called me a loser and all? I'll never let this go. I'll make you wish you'd never been born. I'm listening. You're listening, Yamada? I'll make this perfectly clear. I'm on top and you're on the bottom. That's set in stone and nothing'll change it. Remember this one? I hate you so much that I'm at risk of hating every single person in the country with the same name. That's why today is the last day I'll have anything to do with you, so hurry up and come already. Then I'll be done with you once and for all. Yamada, that should make you happy that we're gonna be friends forever, right? But you do know what you'll need to do for me now, don't you? You're not finished when you're done with her, you know. I'm gonna knock some sense into that rotten cock of yours. What? To Tachibana! I shoot up from my bed and frantically scan the room as if looking for an enemy. But I'm the only one there. My four nurses, Tachibana, Kurikawa, Yamaguchi, and Hiramitsu, are nowhere to be found. All I can hear is the sound of vehicles on the road outside. There is no abuse or ridicule, only silence. So, it was all a dream. I softly mumble a few words and exhale loudly. My back is drenched in sweat and my chest is practically in pain from intense palpitations. Ugh, now that was one awful dream. It was only a dream and yet it felt so real. Grumbling to myself, I wipe the sweat from my forehead with my bandaged arm. My heart is still pounding from the all too vivid dream, or rather the return of the memories. Ugh, how did it come to this? Mumbling, I lie back down on the bed with a huff. I'm Yamada. I fell down the stairs and broke both my arms, and yeah, I'm still in the hospital. I have a strange disease that causes severe pain in my balls if I don't ejaculate every 3 hours. You may think I'm joking, but sadly, it's true. I can usually avoid the pain by masturbating, but now that I'm in the hospital with two broken arms, the nurses are forced to help me ejaculate. I know what you're thinking. I'm living the dream. But this hospital has a reputation in the neighborhood for having nothing but nurses with horrible personalities. And unfortunately for me, That reputation just happens to be true. Tachibana, who harbors an unabashed hatred for me. Kurokawa, who is generally thought of as an insidious loser by herself and others. Yamaguchi, that's my favorite one, who is as crude as she is violent. And Hiramatsu, who is lazy without a single shred of motivation. All of them have horrible personalities, albeit in different ways. Last week, I was left in the care of Hiramatsu, a real slacker. So much so that she'd been sleeping in my bed all hours of the day. Her laziness came to the attention of the head nurse, who promptly punished her for it. To make matters worse, the head nurse said that she planned to strengthen the surveillance system in the workplace, making life harder on everyone. Tachibana, Kurokawa, and Yamaguchi were relentless in taking out their frustrations on me. The three of them fucked the shit out of me, all in the name of ejaculation. In the midst of the mind-bending and mentally painful sexual exploitation, I became so exhausted that I ended up confessing my feelings to Tachibana. I laid my heart out bare for her, letting her know how I truly felt. But it was all for naught in the end. Tachibana forcibly raped me, showering me with harsh words from above as she did. I don't think it was necessarily a rape, since he clearly wanted it. She tore me down, both physically and mentally, and scarred my heart like nothing I'd ever experienced before. The problem is that she didn't put me out of my misery. My hospital stay continues. And apparently there are nurses that are even worse. Nurses that strike fear into the hearts of Tachibana and the others. Didn't they say they were the OG3 or something like that? Not really sure what to expect, but I can't imagine it'll be anything good. How the hell am I gonna get through this? Speaking uneasily, my body trembles as I hug myself tightly. And then, it was night. Ugh, how much longer do I have to stay in this damn place? Get me out of here already. I'm walking around the hospital after lights out. It's almost time for me to come. The uncomfortable sensation in my groin around my balls seems to be getting stronger and stronger. If something isn't done soon, the pain will become so intense that I'll end up sprawled out on the ground. I have to come. And while I know that, I can't just stay put in my room and sleep, especially when faced with the prospect of sexual torture from yet another terrible nurse. As I walk around, I try to think of a way to take care of it myself, but nothing's coming to me. Ugh, this really sucks. I sigh as I walk, wondering if I shouldn't just go back to the hospital and ask the nurses to help me. Oh, excuse me. I bump into a nurse the second I turn the corner. I quickly apologize, though it was only a light shoulder bump and not nearly even to knock her down. But when I tried to walk away... Hold on a second. Okay? What for? I am stopped by a strangely scathing voice that reminds me of that of Kurokawa. I reflexively stop, but regret it immediately. Is that any way to treat someone you just bumped into? Huh? Huh? What? Was that supposed to be some sort of apology? Talk about a lack of common sense. Some people, I swear. I'm sorry? The situation makes me feel more like an inadequate subordinate than a patient. And because she seems more disappointed than angry or disgruntled, I find myself half reflexively apologizing yet again. However, look at you. Didn't anyone ever teach you to make eye contact and then bow when apologizing? And when you do, it's common sense to straighten your back and tilt your head 60 degrees, right? But what did you just do? You basically just bounced your head up and down. What even was that? Some kind of bobblehead impression? And what kind of upbringing did you grow up with anyway? Didn't your mother and father teach you anything? Can't you at least apologize properly? I know the type. You're the type of person who's fine with saying, "What's up?" and smell you later at your minimum wage job, right? Yeah, that's you all right. Your teachers and parents must be so disappointed in you. Or maybe they're disappointed in themselves for failing to educate you properly. I feel so, so sorry for them. The nurse didn't give me time to object, but instead continues her tirade of stinging, prickly comments. While her words don't necessarily hit me hard, they do claw at heartstrings and cause me to break out in a nasty sweat. The nurse smiles faintly at my obvious discomfort. Her smile convinces me of one thing. This woman is not to be trifled with. I... Well then, I think it's time for you to apologize one more time. Say you're sorry and say it with sincerity. I feel really uncomfortable right now, to be honest. I feel uncomfortable because you apologize so casually and inadequately. And that must mean you think it's okay to apologize like that, right? It's so sad. I work myself to the bone day in and day out to tend to my patients' needs. I can't believe that the very patients I'm trying so hard to help would actually treat me this way. But if that's not the case, you should hurry up and apologize again. Ah yes, and you might to kneel down before me while you're at it. Bowing your head simply won't do. So kneel down so deep that your head hit the floor. Oh, is something wrong? Hurry up now. If you're truly sorry, the least you could do is get down on your knees, right? Oh, you can't do it. That must mean you don't think you did anything wrong. That's very concerning. In that case, I'll just... it's a sorry! It's as if she's speaking a mile a minute. The nurse's stinging remarks flow out of her like a torrent. Feeling as if I'm in imminent danger, I run away from her as fast as I can. Oh, please. I hadn't even finished talking. The nurse hurls one final line at me from behind. But I refuse to look back as I quickly make my way through the dark hallway. Ah, that was crazy! What's with that woman? Making me kneel down and beg for forgiveness after barely even bumping her. I manage to escape back to my hospital room and breathe a sigh of relief as I do. I'm seriously fed up with the fact that there isn't a single decent nurse at this hospital. But if I don't ejaculate soon... I frown as I feel the dull pain growing in my balls. My heart rate is also elevated, not because of the running, but because I'm nervous. Tachibana said something about the three older nurses taking care of me this time around. Tachibana and Kurikel were already inconsiderate sadists who fail to treat their patients like human beings. But I get the feeling that even they are afraid of the older nurses. Anyway, it goes without saying that they're probably terrible people. Ugh, enough already. I can't wait to get out of here, or at least to be able to jack myself off again. Again, I sigh loudly, lamenting my disability. Just then, I hear footsteps in the hallway. I haven't pressed the nurse call yet. Maybe somebody else pressed it? For whatever reason, I find myself holding my breath as I turn my attention to the footsteps. Their rhythm is steady in their approach. The footsteps stop in front of my hospital room with military precision. The tension continues to build as I find it harder and harder to breathe. The door to the hospital room opens the second my tension finally reaches its peak. Good evening. My name is Numajiri. I will be your nurse starting today. Nice to meet you. Ah! The nurse from before! I raise my voice without thinking. The nurse, Numajiri, smiles faintly at me, but it's not the gentle, cheerful smile that patients are supposed to see from their nurses. She looks at me as she's She looks at me as if she's silently mocking my body, with a smile on her face more reminiscent of that of a cruel bully than anything else. The fact that she is somewhat beautiful only serves to accentuate the underlying viciousness. Oh? If it isn't that little brat from before. I see. So you're Yamada, huh? Folks, she's going to paragraph him to death. It's over. That's how she does it. She's gonna just insult him with paragraph after paragraph after paragraph of how horrible he is. And make any man jump out the window. Just my luck. You may have run off mid-conversation earlier, but you won't be able to do that this time. The corners of Numajiri's mouth turn upward, revealing a glimpse of her white teeth. With nowhere to run, I find my body frozen with fear. Don't worry, I'll take really good care of you. Unlike Tachibana and the other tramps who are up to ears in work, I've got all the time in the world. I'm gentle too. You're in good hands. Well then, I think it's time we have a little talk, Yamada. What? Her condescending smile reminds me of Kurikawa's. But it's much, much nastier and sends shivers down my spine. Numajiri slowly approaches me and then... Hold on, guys. Well, I guess that's not a problem. That's not my phone, it's another phone. But I'm sure it's not a big deal. If this was a platform, I'd be in trouble, but yeah. I've heard so much about you from the other nurses, Yamada. Numajiri whispers into my ear as she places me on her lap. At the same time, she tightens her grip on my cock and slowly begins stroking it up and down. I reflexively twitch and jerk in response to the sweet but numbing and seemingly electric stimulation. You've got this let's see if there's a way we can actually, remove the... Ah, yeah, here we go. You have this difficult chronic disease that requires you to ejaculate once every 3 hours. And yet it takes you forever to finish, and you've got an incredible... Well, let's just say this is gonna take at least 2 times. But on average, it takes 3 times to alleviate the pain, right? The hand that had been stroking up and down stops and then reaches further down to my ball sack. She rotates the palm of her across. Look, I'm just reading what it says. And while it tickles a little bit, it also feels good. But despite the heavy burden you place on your nurses, you're a creep who incessantly complains about poor treatment until they're fed up enough to have sex with you. No, 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 I'd never! Oh yes, I know the type. You think you're special just because you're a patient. You're a pain in the ass who sees your nurse as your personal slave. She sighs and shrugs her shoulders in complaint. The tickling sensation runs across my ear, causing me to twist my body away again. But as if to prevent my escape, Numajiri squeezes my cock between her legs again. So hey, answer me this. What's with you treating our nurses like a bunch of street whores? That wasn't my intention. Ugh. While Numajiri talks as if she's disgusted with me, she's still working my cock all the same. She holds me tightly as I writhe in pleasure and continues to pour sarcastic complaints into my ear. Everybody's going out of their... Man, did they get confused there? Everybody is going out of their way to help you ejaculate because you have a disease that forces you to do so. And yet you dare insist that they make it feel better and better. I really didn't... I'm not interested in your excuses. There's an audible screeching sound as her fingers claw away at my cock. Even though her hand is gloved, the pain makes my legs jump. She then begins to gently rub my cock as if she's trying to shoo the pain away. She rubs me from the base to the tip over and over again, squeezing my cock in the palm of her hand. She not only rubs the base, but also occasionally caresses the tip of my cock as if she's trying to rub that too. Just as I'm relishing the stimulation I feel from the finger tracing the base of the head, she needs a urethral opening with her fingertip. Ah! Ah! Oh! The stimulation between my legs makes my body feel hot with pleasure, whether I want to feel that way or not. Pre-cum oozes from the head of my cock, making a slimy sound that accompanies the movements of Numajiri's hand. I speak the truth, so you'd be wise to shut up and listen, and then take what I've said to heart. While carefully watching my reaction, Numajiri begins to wrap the whole of her hand, around my cock. I reflexively wince, remember the pain from the scratching earlier. As I do, Numajiri turns her attention gills of my cock as if trying to spread them open. The feeling of hot pleasure pouring out of my cock causing me to shriek again and makes both my cock and my body twitch. Somebody didn't proofread this at all. But you're trying to interrupt me with excuses because you think you have a point, right? My words make you feel guilty, right? You're disgusting. Seriously disgusting. Numajiri looks absolutely dumbfounded. And yet her hand movements don't stop. Instead, they grow more and more intense. As she increases the speed of her rubbing, her hand sometimes slips, causing it to scrape down hard on my rod. Numajiri, The pre-cum flows and flows, making Numa Jiri's hand a syrupy mess as she continues to handle my cock. While I feel bad about that, I also was to feel even better. Don't worry. No matter how much of a scumbag you may be, I'm kind and a hard worker. I'll make sure you're taken care of. I mean, doesn't it feel good when I rub it like this? You really feel it when I rub it from base to tip like this, don't you? You can hear it, right? That lewd sound? Numa Jiri aggressively twirls my juices with her fingers. Her slender fingers wrapped in rubber gloves are coated in mucus that glistens with a sticky, but alluring glow. The sight of it is so obscene that simply looking at it makes me more excited. My cock swells up to the point where it looks like it's about to burst. I take great pride in being a nurse. I always treat every patient with equal parts dedication and sincerity. So, no matter how rude or poorly behaved you may be, I'll do my best to take care of you. Well, how is it? Does it hurt? Does it itch? Does it feel good? It feels good, right? 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 She rolls the tip of her fingernail around the head of my cock. When the pre-cum overflows again, she smears it all over my cock with her fingertips and begins stroking the rod up and down again. Numa Jiri! Though she's only rubbing the rod between my legs, it feels like she's rubbing my entire body. It feels as if Numa Jiri is cranking up the tightness of my body as the pleasure continues to flow through me. It's like a muddy torrent sweeping me out to sea. No, I can't take much more! Just when I'm feeling my most awkward, I find that I can no longer suppress my urge to ejaculate. So what's going on? Didn't I just ask you if it feels good or not? It's good, right? Right? Numa Jiri! My cock and body tremble violently in her arm and hand, and a burning hot pleasure flows through me. I'm coming! Shaking all over as Numa Jiri holds me close, I shoot out a shockingly huge load of gum. The ejaculation leaves Numa Jiri's hand completely covered in gum. Numa Jiri smiles faintly at the sight of it, or at least I think she did. But just then... Oh, come on. Couldn't you have at least told me you were about to come? Why didn't you tell me? Ugh. She lets out an annoyed sigh and then squeezes a cock hard again before slowly beginning to work it one more time. The little cum that remained in the rod overflows from the tip and drips down. Oh. Ugh. Look, my hand is drenched in cum. If only you had told me, I could have caught it with the gauze. There's no way the treatment felt that good. Did you ejaculate so suddenly just to embarrass me or something? Numa Jiri sounds embarrassed as she speaks. But even if I think it's only an act, it still serves to incite feelings of guilt in me. I'd never do that. I'm sorry. Ugh, Didn't I tell you in the hallway that half-hearted apologies are worse than no apology at all? I mean, damn! Can you even speak Japanese? New Majiri lets out a huge sigh and rebukes me as she shoves her cum-covered hand in my face. And what's this? Oh, come on already. What's this? Are you even listening, Yamada? You can see this, can't you? This! You know what this is, right? It's semen. S-E-M-E-N. Semen that came out of you. And look, it's made an absolute mess out of my hand. Are you happy? That's like you marked me with your scent. She opens and closes her thumb and index finger as she speaks. It causes cum to thread between her fingers. I reflexively frown as she does it right in front of my face. It stinks, doesn't it? This isn't exactly flower blossoms we're talking about here. Don't you think it smells bad enough to make you puke? Look! Give it a good look! Because I'm not even sure you can smell. This is the shit you shot all over my hands and feet. I got it, so please! She brings her hand so close to my nose that it's almost touching it, causing me to reflexively turn my head away from her. But New Majiri isn't having it. She follows the path of my face with her fingers. You get it, don't you? You're thinking about how stinky, dirty, and disgusting this fluid is. That's why you're trying to pull your head away from it. So tell me, why did you spew this shit on me? What's the use of it? Why are you mass-producing this filth? As she speaks, Nimajiri strokes my balls with a hand opposite to the one she's holding up to my face. A thrilling stimulation. A thrilling stimulation flows through me. I let out a shriek and writhe in pleasurable agony. You know that no matter how much you come, it's just gonna end up in the trash, right? Don't you feel sorry for the little tadpoles? You came in a way other from how you're supposed to. I told you guys she was gonna kill him with paragraphs. And what about me? It's not normally a nurse's job to do this. You know that I'm only doing this because you happen to be a patient with a rare disease, now don't you? Yes, I know. Next she's gonna read the Declaration of Independence. Oh, you know, and yet you still made a mess of things with that sticky slop of yours? Ugh, unfucking believable. I can't help but respect you in the worst way possible. New Majiri lets out another grandiose sigh. This is harassment. I can tell that she's harassing me. I know that, and yet I can't help but feel bad.
Well, 患者様は気楽でいいな。ただ楽 になることだけ、気持ちよくなることだけを要求すればいいんだからさ。
Ugh, it must be nice to be a patient. If only you'd limit yourself to asking for comfort and help feeling better.
その自分勝手な要望を受ける看護師って、本当大変。こんな患者のこんな汚物まで処理させられるんだから。
Dealing with your selfish requests really takes a toll on us. Especially when it results in a huge mess like this. You get that, don't you?As she speaks, she moves her fingers in front of my face, leaving the threads of cum between them. Maybe it's because so much time has passed since I ejaculated, but the smell of cum in the air is even more putrid now than before.
何の遠慮もなく、言葉の一つもなく、こんな臭くて汚いのを大量に私の手に出して。
You didn't hesitate. You didn't even bother to utter a single word to me before shooting that smelly filth in my direction.I told you earlier that this is ending up in the trash, right? So don't you think it's pointless to produce this much semen? I mean, it's a waste of nutrients, right? Forcing me to waste all this time when I'm as busy as I am. My hands are seriously stressed right now. Ugh, I wonder whose fault that is. Eek! Numajiri suddenly flicks my cock with her finger. I moan and my face contorts in response to the sudden pain.She peeks at my face from behind. So, why are you so silent, Yamada? You do know who's harassing you right now, don't you? I know.I'll properly apologize for bumping into you in the hallway and for ejaculating without telling you, so please, please stop. I turn my face away and force myself to say what I think she wants to hear. To be honest, I'm tempted to talk back to her to ask her what I have to go through. Excuse me, to ask her why I have to go through such lengths to get what I want.It's just that, if I talk back, it'll come back to me tenfold, so I feel like I'm left with no choice but to apologize. However... This is far from over. You do know that I'm only speaking like this for your sake, don't you? I'm only doing this so that you can truly reflect on your mistakes instead of just taking them for granted. If I don't...You'll just make the same mistakes again, right? She embraces me with her cum-covered hands. I'm kind and devoted. I never give up on bad apples like you. I'm not gonna let up on you until you're truly sorry from the bottom of your heart. I feel Numajiri's breast pressing up against me. The warmth and softness of her body is extremely feminine in nature. But this is hardly the time to be happy about that. Forever and ever and ever and ever, I won't stop talking until you're in tears apologizing. I believe it! That's all she does seem to be able to do is frickin' talk. Numajiri smirks as she speaks. Her words seem to stick to and soak into my body, causing me to shudder. No, please, I've reflected on it enough already! And look, I've already ejaculated. Thank you so very, very much for that. It's okay for you to leave now, so... No, I'm not going anywhere. You're still only feigning remorse. And besides, that's not the only issue to be addressed, is it? Yamada, you know perfectly well that one ejaculation won't do. But don't worry, I'll do it for you one more time. I'm sweet, right? And sincere? Not at all. Someone who is sweet or sincere wouldn't have to keep insisting that they are. But I swallow my words and simply nod instead as if to say you're absolutely right. So please, please stop. But as sweet and sincere as I may be, I kinda don't like touching your dirty semen-soaked penis with my hand. You get that, don't you? Oh, here it comes, guys. I get it. So, you don't have to do it anymore. I twist my body again in a vain attempt to wrest myself from her hands. But she simply will not let me go. Instead, she hugs me tighter and tighter. It's absolutely suffocating. Oh no, there's no escape. Gulp! Oh right, I have an idea. Even though she must have realized that I'm already on the verge of tears, or perhaps more so because she did. Numajiri chuckles as if she just came up with something great. Sorry to the feet fans, but we're gonna have to cut this short. I'm coming up on... Well, we're not at the hour, but we're almost there. You see, I can solve the problem at hand by using my feet like this. That way I won't have to touch that filthy penis of yours. Pretty clever, huh? Ah, no, stop that, Numajiri. Numajiri skillfully places my cock between the soles of her 2 feet. She then slowly starts rubbing my cock with her feet as if to apply my ejaculate. As the soles of her feet rub against my cock, it generates a loud, lewd sound that echoes throughout the room. Numajiri, come on, please! Why are you so displeased? Shouldn't you just be grateful that I am providing treatment for you at all? You really don't have a single shred of common sense, do you? She chuckles as she continues to move her legs. She not only rubs up and down, but occasionally stimulates my cock by squeezing it as well. What's more, sexual assault is not limited to my groin. She also pinches my nipples as if trying to bring me to the brink of pain. Well, that's interesting. Sounds to me like you're enjoying this. It's okay. It's easier if you just go with the flow. All you have to do is feel. But nurses aren't supposed to perform sex acts now, are they? We're only making a special exception for you because of your illness. You get that, right? She whispers to me and then proceeds to rub her big toe into the tip of my cock. My cock shudders at the stimulation and I end up secreting pre-cum once again. So you have no right to complain about being forced to do something you don't want to do. On the contrary, you should bow down and beg me to let you ejaculate on my foot. Well, what do you think? You're really feeling my feet, aren't you? I know, my feet are more than enough for you. They are, aren't they? Aren't they? Oh, here she goes with that again. She repeatedly rubs the urethral opening with her toe. She then gently tickles my balls with her toes. I thought that she was good when she did it with her hand, but it turns out she's quite the footballer to the point... She's quite the footballer to the point where I'm convinced that she could finish me at will. Now, if she'd only shut up, I'd have nothing to complain about. You're no longer complaining, so you must really be feeling it, huh? Just look at all the pre-cum down there. Ah, combined with your cum from before, my feet are totally smothered in your filth. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Your feelings of pleasure far outweigh your feelings of guilt. And it's only a foot job at that. What a degenerate you are. Could it be that you've mistaken this place for some kind of cosplayer whorehouse? That would certainly explain why you have no qualms about having the nurses of this hospital get you off. Speaking of which, rumor has it that you intentionally injured yourself so that the nurses would have to do the job for you. But is that really true, perv? I'm starting to think that it is. No, I'd never... The moment I try to deny it, Numajiri accelerates her movements. She not only stokes it up and down, well, strokes it, but it says stokes it here. She not only strokes it up and down, but also twists it rapidly like one might if they're trying to start a fire with just a stick. The exquisite pressure makes the pleasure swell, whether I want it to or not.
どうしようもない変態も
Ugh, so hard being a nurse. Imagine having to serve both a helpless perv and a child desperately fighting a serious illness with the twist being that they're both the same patient. Ugh, so hard. And it's all because of some stupid perv. Nomajiri sighs, but doesn't stop moving her legs. She continues to work each and every inch of my cock. By the sound of your moans, you're enjoying this, so maybe you could hurry up and come then. There's a lot of other work that demands my attention. Ten minutes, guys. Being a nurse is much harder than just moaning and coming all the time like you do. Can you even imagine all the patients I'll have to attend to after this? She taunts me as she continues to move her legs, fondle my chest, and caress my nipples with her fingertips. Then she puts her lips so close to my ear that I can hear her breathe. You know what? Nursing is a very hard and demanding job. You have to work night shifts, and it's far shadier than you might think. How can you even compare to that? All you do is lay around all day and wait for someone to show up to provide sexual relief. She whispers as if trying to blow air into me, and it sends shivers down my spine. As if sensing that I was expecting it, Nomajiri pinches my nipples tightly and pushes down with her legs so hard that I worry about my cock being crushed in the process. Nomajiri, it's about to happen again. A large amount of pre-cum oozes out of me as the feeling that I'm about to come becomes inexplicably overwhelming. I look at Nomajiri with a ravenous look in my eyes. Oh yes, I think I'll just take this opportunity to show you just how cruel society can be. Nomajiri shrugs off my plea with a smirk. She then caresses my cock as if she's trying to squeeze it between the soles of her feet. The friction is so intense that I worry it might cause friction burns as she continues to cock again and again and again. Yamada, I'm going to whisper into your pampered little ear about just how fucking spoiled your stupid ass is. So thank me for it, okay? Nomajiri then steps down hard on the base of my cock with the heels of her feet. The stimulation is so unbearably great that I can't help but bend myself backwards. I'm coming! Cum explodes out of me as both my cock and body convulse violently. The feeling that my insides are shooting out of me all at once causes me to scream and writhe with agony. Nomajiri continues to squeeze my cock, attempting to match the rhythm of the pulsations as she does. I'm coming again! As if pushed from the power of each squeeze, cum shoots out of my cock again and again. I can't stop! I'm stuck in such a frenzy of sexual sensation that I go in and out of consciousness as white fluid gushes out of me in a steady stream. I'm rendered helpless to do anything as the muddy current of pleasure continues to sweep me farther and farther away. Numajiri's horrifying laughter echoes softly in my ear as I guess between the pangs of pleasure.
Yamada-kun, どういうこと? また勝手に出して. さっき注意したばっかりなのに, どうして守れないのかな?
Yamada, what's the meaning of this? Coming without warning again? I'm pretty sure I told you not to do that. So why did you? Are you the type who has to be told something 100 times before you'll get it through your skull? Or perhaps the type who just does what they want without taking others into consideration? They're definitely out there. People who are annoying like that. I'd like to think you're not one of them, but cutting me off, Miss Numajiri takes back the reins of the one-sided conversation. I would like to at least convey my intentions, but the continuous ejaculating aside, I can't even get a word in because she refuses to let me speak. She gives my cock another hard squeeze before thrusting her hand in front of my face again. Oh my, look at this! Your filthy cum is all over the place again! Ugh! Even my socks are inundated with that sticky mess. What are you trying to do to me? I mean, seriously. What am I gonna do? Well, Whose fault is it that I have all this extra work? I wonder whose fault it could be. She continues to ask questions while refusing to let me answer them. The smell of semen doesn't come out easily. You know that, right? You should really put yourself into the shoes of those who have to do your laundry. I really don't want to wash my uniform in the same load with socks covered in your semen. I mean, what if the scent spreads to the rest of the laundry? I'll just have to wash them separately. She slathers the cum on her feet and onto mine. Even though it's my cum, the way she does it gives me goosebumps. That was a serious waste of time and effort. But it's my job, so I suppose I have to put up with it. And you. And while I understand that all too well, it's still hard. Ugh, so hard. Mainly because somebody didn't do their part properly. All that was needed was the utterance of a few measly words. But somebody couldn't even do that much for me. It's somebody's fault that it's tough. Ugh, all of this is somebody's fault. I get it. I'm sorry about what happened, so please, give it a rest already. I interrupt Numajiri by raising my voice and begging her not to criticize me any further. However... you don't understand a thing, do you? You really don't understand at all. You probably wouldn't even understand if I told you 1,000 times. Numajiri places her cum-covered finger on my chin. She then whispers into my upturned ear. And that's why I'll tell you again and again, each and every time I make you come, that you're nothing but a filthy, dirty, useless pest. Again and again and again. And again and again and again and again forever. And ever 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 until you finally understand. No, anything but that. I understand. Seeing how serious Numajiri is about what she's saying, I start screaming in terror. What a delightful response. I think I'm starting to take quite a liking to you. In stark contrast to my screaming, Numajiri is laughing merrily. Her laugh fills me with fear all over again. Well then, Yamada, I'm looking forward to our week together, so don't disappoint me. Numajiri then laughs before finally releasing me from her grasp. Wow. Okay, that's where we're gonna end it for now. We got the entire first scene with Numajiri. She's crazy. She'll talk you to death. That's what she does. She'll talk about how awful you are for hours and hours and hours. Ooh, man. I tell you, they keep them coming. We have no idea. This game, play it enough and you'll see which women you need to avoid in dating. But alright, guys. We'll see you next time with more great hentai games. Remember, we got Bone Town coming up. Well, when I get off work, I don't know what time that's going to be. And if I got some time later, I did say I would do 2 hours, but I don't think I'll do 2 hours of Bone Town. So I might decide to do something else, but it'll probably be really rough. If we're doing Eternal Prisoner, Eternal Torment, that's going to be really hard because it's a rough game. But it does have a really good ending. So you can see, you'll see some really crazy shit, but it has a legit story and a real ending. So it's not just getting tortured for the sake of it. There's actually, like, good stuff that happens and all. And it's a really interesting little story, too. It's, you know, a fantasy world and things are kind of weird. Definitely check it out on the BitChute channel if you haven't, guys. I got the old videos. I haven't deleted those yet because they're way, way back in the back. So you should be able to find those. But if somebody requests, I can probably put them up. I think there's like maybe one or two videos I did of that. So I'll kind of try to give you guys a backlog of some of this stuff. Now, obviously with nurses, you're gonna have to check. Even, I don't know if they're on BitChute still. I don't know what's going on. I think I might have got rid of the old nurses videos. And if I did, I apologize. But we're doing Nope, Nope, Nope nurses now. So it's a sequel and it's a completely different deal. Definitely check the games out yourself. They're on Steam. Like, these games are on Steam. Everything I'm playing is on Steam. They just require a patch. Even Sleepless is gonna be on Steam, guys. I'm really freaking, like, surprised to see that. And they said it's uncut. I don't even know how they got that to work. That doesn't make any sense. It's one of the craziest games you'll ever play, and it's uncut on Steam. How? I don't know. But alright, guys. This is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time. I'm out.